Not clip.
Wait, you didn't even test me. I don't even know. I have to talk. Oh man, I gotta put emphasis and shit.
Hey, yo, damn.
God damn.
I'm really not this. That's it. That's all I got.
Yeah, but trust me, it shows up.
Wait,
I promise.
Look at mine. Hey, this is like my normal talking voice. I didn't even get in the yellow. Shit.
Bro, I'm not even close. Look at that. Hello? Hey. Hey, yo. Hey, yo. No way. I gotta be this close. This mad pause.
What we would want, like we put them together.
Oh, so we like curate our own like super
We
group?
create our own super group, right? And then we fight against them. We have the viewers vote
Oh, like
on
super fight.
super fight.
Wait, okay. So, like, what genre is are we doing?
I don't give a damn.
It could be
You could be
anything.
like, I want Michael Jackson and Fleetwood Mac to collaborate.
Why is that? Why do you get so mad?
No, I'm not mad. I'm just like confused. Like,
It's gonna be a mishmash episode anyway.
So, all right, boom. I want Tupac and
Wait,
Elton John.
Spoilers,
spoilers, spoilers.
He's
You
example. This is
just made it.
example. This
Wait,
is example.
yeah, but
It's
it's
not.
for the episode.
Yeah, but his
You
isn't
can cut
real.
this out.
No, I don't want to now.
Oh my fuck.
You stink, bro. Yeah, this your
That's
man's?
not mine.
Did you watch Jujutsu Kaisen?
What?
Did you watch Jujutsu Kaisen, the anime?
I didn't finish it.
Dang. I watched that movie this morning. It was really good.
I heard it was fire.
It was fire. It was. Panda. That's all I care about. It's a great movie.
You got Tourette's now?
No.
What
No, Panda's a
I don't know.
character,
You
bro.
see, did you see the
Yeah,
group chat?
Panda.
He's taking it off of you. You see the group chat? You would have, man, shut up. I just got out the shower. I was like, get out of here.
Someone had to do it. Someone had to do it.
Hey, shout out Hurdle.
Shout out Hurdle.
Going, guys, welcome back to another episode here on the Entitled Mixtape. I hope everyone is doing well and that you're having a lovely Thursday. I am joined with my lovely co-host. I have Lewis,
the Big Stepper,
and I also got Lorenzo.
I wanted to dress like a bum today, but still look like I could dress. That's why I have the beanie.
Small Stepper,
small step.
Tiny stuff.
Nah, I got the forces on.
And I am, of course, Danny. I hope everyone is doing well. I'd like to come up front and apologize that we didn't have an episode last week. Some stuff got messed up, and it made me mad. So I was like,
"Why
okay.
are we hearing about this now?"
Hey, listen, I'm just a rapper.
I posted on the Instagram. So yeah, we didn't have an episode.
I was hurt by that.
Yeah,
I'm usually not awake.
I found
anyways.
Out on social media. I felt like
I know why.
Like,
why don't we get a
like,
text
yo,
in the group
oh,
chat?
Word,
We
like,
text.
that's what's happening?
You want to send us Hurdle stuff, but you don't want to tell us about our
Yeah,
own
bro.
podcast?
It's
That's
because I was
crazy.
editing it and I heard it for like 10 straight minutes, and I just went straight to Instagram and I was like, no episode this week. I'm
wait,
30.
wait, heard what heard what?
The what? There's so you know how it does the like.
The demon voice?
No.
Oh.
It's the static this time.
Oh, I see.
And it was 10 straight minutes of it.
Oh.
It was three tracks of what we talked about in
listening
room.
That's besides the point. Why are you only telling us now on the podcast? Why
Hey,
didn't
go
you? Why
talk to
couldn't
him.
we get
Hey,
a text?
I love
go
to
at
keep
him, bro.
the surprise up.
But
You
you send us Hurdle every day. Just send us, tell us like there was
Listen to
static in the
bro,
episode,
this dude
so no
is sending us
episode.
Hurdle in
Listen.
Charlie XCX.
Listen.
Talking about, oh, it's 80s.
It is. Do you disagree?
No.
Why
Dang,
not?
You really dodging
I
this
don't
though. That you
disagree.
didn't just tell us in the
I
group
know.
chat.
This dude got the weave on.
Weave.
I think people would like Charlie XCX.
Oh, dang, we still going.
I think it's pretty good. It's very anti-man, but that's okay.
Well, hopefully we get
or
an
anti,
episode
I should
out
say
this week.
Anti-love interest, because
hey,
you know,
Dango,
disambiguous. What?
What happened to dropping an episode every week?
Bro.
Let me stop.
The episode got broken.
Happy birthday.
It broke, bro. We don't have any in the bag either. We got to do that.
Yo, what's up with you? Like,
I don't know. I'm just...
Like, where you be at?
Here, go ahead. Say it. What am I?
A stink bot.
Thank you. Thank you. I knew you were going to say it.
Oh, I'm predictable now. Yeah. Okay, I got something for you.
Yeah.
I got you.
Ciabatta bread.
I heard.
Merry Christmas. Sluvaduvian. Which one? Was I right?
There's way too many, though.
Did I get it? That's okay. Yugoslavia.
None of them. None. That's it, bro. You act like I don't got more.
No, you have way too many of the pterodactyl dactyl.
Like, what are we doing here? Like, bro, do you know who I am?
We're
there's that an there's that one I always think about, but I can never remember like the correct form of syllables. You do like something like Baba Skadoosh or something like that.
Baba Ganoush.
Oh, Baba Ganoush. Baba Ganoush. Yeah.
Baba Ganoush.
Yeah.
Is that a food?
Yes.
It's a food.
What?
Sorry, I forgot.
You ever had hummus?
Nah. Yes, I have.
Look, he was about to lie.
Yeah, I was about to lie. Never in my life.
So why did we find out on Instagram?
Because I got mad. I made the post, and I just posted it. And you liked it, so I was like, I don't know.
I liked
it because
I've seen it. Oh, yeah. That's... Oh, wow.
I ain't got to tell nobody.
Lorenzo, you don't check the Instagram?
Okay, Mr. Dirt McGirt.
Bro, no, I try to stay off my phone as much as possible.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he's light-skinned.
Bro, because every time I look over,
text me back because he's light skin.
Bro, I just don't like looking.
Text the group chat, nothing.
Like, oh,
it's
yeah,
just me and him actually.
I know it is because you guys do it like I'm sleeping usually, and then also like I don't know, like looking at my phone is like just sad. It's just because it's... I usually just get texts from like, or like notifications about the dance studio, and parents are asking me a bunch about costumes and stuff. Yeah. I'm just like, oh, I'm so tired of looking
at this. That's funny. That has nothing to do with me. Capybara.
What's your screen time at? I'm going to look at my screen times. Daily average, 6 hours and 5 minutes.
I look at it a lot late at night.
How do you find that? Bow.
Zero minutes? Hello?
I'm different. No, I did that. It was turned off.
Oh.
I barely turned it on right now. What do you stink bots at?
6 hours.
Like 6.5 hours. I'm looking at keyboards late at night,
what
though.
What does that mean? Like, that's how...
That's how long you're on the phone.
Like,
yeah.
Throughout the day?
Yeah.
In total?
Yeah, it's accumulated. I think I say like 40 words an episode.
No, okay. Let them know.
We were supposed to do super groups, and then Lorenzo brought up that we already did super groups and collaborations.
He's trolling.
On episode 8 of the podcast.
The 8th episode. Not even... It's in the top first 10 episodes.
It's literally one of the first things.
That's why I was like, super group, we've done this.
We will... So when it comes to episodes like that, especially like the beginning ones, we'll probably revisit them, but it's too early to revisit it.
Everybody's again. Breaking episode, up anyways.
What episode are we on right now?
I can fact check that right now.
A hundo something?
Not a hundo.
What?
I think we're... I mean...
What if we did a live, like, we brought people in for the 100th one?
I'm down.
How about the 100th episode? We just, like... We just fight. Let loose. Oh.
We're in episode 63.
Everybody cussing. Everybody.
Episode 63.
I don't like the way you say cussing, though. Everybody.
Cussing.
But yeah, so we'll do supergroups later, but we are in episode 63.
There's also no supergroups. Like, everybody breaking up. Let's be real.
I mean, I think that's what supergroups do, though, is like they come together for like two, maybe even one album, and then they're like, all right, we're done. Like Isles Like Glaciers.
Bro, just stop.
Bro, they were together for an album.
Stop it.
Odd Future was together for a while.
It was an EP.
Yeah, it is.
Why do you like Chiodos?
Why do I like Chiodos?
Yeah.
I really like Bone Palace Chalet.
I think his voice sucks.
I do think he has a whiny voice.
I don't think we're allowed to say that. We're not at the 100th episode yet.
Whoa, what do we... No, hold on.
His
voice sucks.
Okay, whatever. Whatever, man.
I mean, he's got a whaley voice, yeah. And sometimes it can get annoying, but Bone Palace Chalet is the best emo band.
Let's debate.
Okay.
Let's debate right now.
Let's debate.
What do you like?
We already know what I like.
No. Earl. Oh.
Wait, what are we talking
about? I don't know. Lately?
Like anything.
I don't know.
Music-wise. Okay, like, what's an album that you hold in high regard? I really want to debate you in particular because you always pointing at me.
She saw his hand earlier. He was so flexed when he was trying to. I was like, dang.
An album I hold in high regard.
It's like a classic to you. Like
they listen to more music than me.
A classic.
I'd be listening to the same song for like 2 weeks.
A lot of music, though.
I know, but I listen to the same song for like 2 weeks.
Give me like,
oh,
man.
Oh my God, he doesn't have his Google Doc notes. It's oh, stressed.
No, it's hard because, you know what? You're gonna hate this answer.
Exactly. Good. That's what I want.
I'm glad.
Let's do this.
Fleetwood Mac's Rumors.
Okay, that's not fair. I never.
You never heard it?
No. What?
Fleetwood Mac's Rumors. Stevie Nicks' debut as the lead singer in the band, and ultimately the one that made them.
You said like Led Zeppelin or something.
I was going to, but I think Fleetwood Mac's Rumors is better than any of the albums that they had. Stevie Nicks showing off her voice.
I've never really listened to Fleetwood Mac like that.
It's fantastic. So most of the songs that like you'll be like, oh yeah, I know this song, are on that album. And big power move by Stevie Nicks, why that album is also so great, the guitarist, they were together at the time and they broke up, and she made him stay in the band.
How?
And the whole album is about their troubles in the relationship. And he was like, no, you're the guitarist. You're staying in the band and we're performing this. Big power move. Power play.
That's toxic.
It is toxic.
I'm trying to leave.
Like the
no, you can't.
The whole process of Rumors being made while they were doing their like relationship issues, and I think the drummer and the backup singer also had relationship issues at the time. They made a whole album when everyone was like in an awkward position, and it's one of the best albums of all time.
Of all time.
Guaranteed. All time. All time.
What's your favorite album? Or what's an album that you hold super high?
This ain't about me, bro. This is about me debating.
Well, it is now because I asked.
Oh, okay, Mr. wait, say, okay, ask the question again.
Just an album you hold highly. Maybe probably one of your, like, maybe
Operation
top
10. Doomsday.
Damn, I can't even. All right.
All right. Well,
well, there's that. Good answer.
Why is it?
Because it's MF Doom.
That's it?
Man, those.
Nah, it was just like, I don't know. It's just really good. Like, it's that. It's like vintage, like very vintage 90s.
Yeah, the samples.
It just sounds.
Oh, man, those samples 90s, in there are like, so beautiful.
Shot A, like, what are we doing?
Yeah, for real. And then.
How do you clear that?
Then for somebody to like, if you thought was it the Underachievers and ASAP Rocky do off timing rap, bro, go listen to Operation Doomsday. That's the timing for that is so odd, and I think
Doom is a genius.
Bro. Yeah, I think what MF Doom and how he could like have such a like thing that no like absolutely nobody else could have, and then on top of like his timing for his rapping. All of his references are all like pretty personal to him, or like if you've been in those areas or like done what he's done. I think that's crazy because like it would, like you have to go do your research because you're not gonna know what he's talking about, which I always find enjoyable.
He had the kind of fame that I want.
Yeah.
Like everybody knows who he is,
but
he's still like.
Yeah, he's not getting
mischievous. Like nobody.
Yeah,
like you don't know where he's at.
Yeah,
like I don't know.
That's what I wanted. That's what I want because I want like low key fame where like
I want to be able to go places.
Yeah, exactly. But
if somebody see me, be like, yeah,
yeah, like it'd be cool. Yeah, exactly. I agree. I want the in between. I want the gray area for sure.
What about you?
What
do you think? It's a hard question because we probably have like a lot of like albums that are like up there.
I think one that I. That I hold super high is.
I have another question after this.
Of course. Wait, what's your favorite group? What's your favorite hip hop group from the 90s?
I hate you.
I was gonna say A Tribe Called Quest, but.
I think a whole album that I hold pretty high is Jordan Lucas's 508, 507, 2209.
Okay.
What?
The phone number one?
Yeah, but what?
Yeah, that album. I just like, I think I like a high majority. I think there's like not a song in there that I don't enjoy that much.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I'm not saying like this is all personal.
When you listen to ADHD and like what is the that? New one, this is newer albums after that one.
Yeah. Along Came Joyner, 508, and then ADHD, and then the growing up one.
Because like that, the number one is like it's good Evolution. Because it's still like Joyner, still not. He's blowing up. Yeah, but like before ADHD, he wasn't like mainstream.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because like
he just seemed hungrier.
It's more personal.
Yeah,
and like I remember us when we went down below. Or not down below.
Australia.
We went to Down Under.
That's messed up. I'm sorry for any Australians listening.
We went
listening.
To, what, Santa
My bad,
Clarita?
Kayleroy. My bad.
I think it was Santa Clarita, and we listened to all of Evolution.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we were like, it's cool, but, you know, it's like, it's not the same. Like, yeah. It just feels like it's just cut and paste, so I feel it.
Yeah, but that, I think that's...
Would you deem it a classic?
No. I just know my
Do
my,
you have any...
What?
Albums that you're like, this is a classic.
Oh, it came out not too long ago, that's why. But this is an album that I probably will still listen to for like a while. But it's Vito's 1320. Something about like his R&B with like better details in like the music and like musicality and stuff. I think is something I'll like forever listen to. Mm-hmm. But I also think that my preference isn't a good preference. Like I know what I like, and I know a lot of people don't really listen to what I enjoy like that much. So like,
no, people like it.
I'm not saying people don't, but there's not that many. Like
I hate it.
It's not a common thing.
Back to my question though.
And Doris. Stop.
Favorite.
Actually, you want to ask your question first? Actually,
yeah, because you're stinky.
Yeah, go ahead.
Who do you guys think is the best rapper currently? Like not. Just my favorite. Like none of that. Just like.
Okay.
Definitively.
New? Does it have to be like a new artist, or should it just
right
be
now,
anybody?
Right now. Right now. Living, breathing, doing stuff.
I'm gonna say Kendrick. I like recently, like this past month,
you're
I just
doing nothing.
I mean,
but he's still current.
Yeah,
he just did nothing. The Super Bowl show, my guy.
Of an old song of like 3 years ago. Let's be real.
That Baby Keem stuff was trash.
Yeah,
yeah, but you didn't like
Kendrick project.
No, like no. Top of the morning.
No.
Top of the morning.
He was so
top
offbeat.
I don't know. That was weird. I can't.
Top of the morning.
Top of the morning.
Top of the morning. Top.
I don't know. I have to, but like living, breathing, and still relevant, I have to say Kendrick because I don't know. Well, I've also spent this past month just like insanely overanalyzing like all of his stuff. That dude's insane.
Equally, cool, yeah.
But that's who I think it. I think it is. Cut that
Star
one.
What that?
No, say it louder. It's your time to shine now.
These mics are so good, it won't catch it. I hope. I'm going to say. This is a hard one.
Waka Flocka.
I'm just going to. I can't choose, man.
Yeet.
I'm going to go with. I don't want to say him.
Please say it. I hope it's who I think it is.
It's not Childish Gambino.
That's not who I was thinking. If you said Childish Gambino, I probably would have left.
My friend Calvin has been listening to the podcast. Mm-hmm. He listens to every single episode. He's like, your friend really doesn't like Childish. I was like, it's some old like lyricist morals and stuff that are like instilled.
Oh, you think I'm a lyricist?
Yeah. but yeah, we were talking about he was like, dang, really? He was like lyricists like aren't supposed to sing. And I was like, yeah, that's like a thing. He's just very surprised.
I just think he's corny.
That's fair. He
That's it.
Yeah.
I think when I think of like the best right now, I think of someone who's consistent and like tries to keep their flow. And I think Aesop Rock is pretty consistent right now. He's still keeping his flow. He still keeps his style. You think
he's the best rapper right now?
That's the problem, though. That's the hard part. It's like all the rappers that I started to like are all just becoming the worst.
Who?
Like, dude, low-key, I love Drake. I used to love Drake back in the day when he was doing his Young Money stuff and he was doing, like, So Far Gone. He was getting somewhere, and then, like, he just changed. The same with Joyner Lucas. I would say Joyner Lucas is the best, but I would not mess with Evolution.
I don't know what happened.
I would not.
That dude was on pace. Like, that dude was my guy.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened.
Yeah, Lewis showed me Joyner, and then I was, and then
Ross Cappuccino. <Gianni, laughs> Bro, what?
Honestly, probably, like, Nas.
What?
Is the best.
Right now?
Yeah, one of the best.
You're smoking doinks.
I think Nas is one of the best.
You're smoking doinks. Big doinks.
Who do you think, then? Did you just crack your head? Did you just prepare for your answer?
No.
That terrified me.
I've been having to do that.
For I feel it.
Happy birthday, everybody.
It's hard, dude.
Nah, like.
Ooh.
It is. It is. It is difficult. Because there's so many. There's some I think are just like God tier.
You got to choose one, though.
Yeah, exactly.
For now, until we bring the question back up and change our minds.
Black Thought.
Okay.
He's supreme lyricist. Like I think he can do any and everything that everybody else can do at a very high level.
Mm-hmm.
He can punch. He can freestyle. He can tell stories. He could like zero in on topics like. He's just complete.
Okay.
And he's been doing it for like 20 years.
That's fair. Gunna. Best rapper of all time.
I'd like to thank the network. Gunna.
You don't like. Shut
up. I know I don't like Gunna.
Why is it MGK?
No, don't. He's not even allowed in the rap game anymore.
Eminem.
Freddie Gibbs.
Fair.
Yeah. Benny the Butcher. I could name all of Griselda, honestly.
I would not put Benny the Butcher as... I think he's incredible, though, but... He has a very slow, like, slower style of rap, and he does it consistently, which I think is great, but would not... I don't think he's as versatile as some other rappers.
Doesn't Nas have a slow style?
Nas does have a slow style too, but we also just mentioned that we wouldn't put him as the top rapper.
Well, I wouldn't just because like the stuff he's doing.
It's the problem with rap is that there's so many different genres that you can put everyone in. Like I could mention West
what
Side
do you mean
Gun
by that?
Because West Side Gun. Has such a different style from Freddie Gibbs or Benny the Butcher. Yeah. And even though I make fun of him going boo 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 boo, his Hitler Wears Hermes sandals, like all of them are really good. Like they're crazy.
He makes the best music out of all of them.
Yeah. Out of Griselda?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Mm-hmm.
And then dang, who's the best rapper in Griselda?
Conway the Machine.
You're drunk off.
No, Conway the Machine is the better storyteller, and he's the better lyricist.
Do you know
he does
Griselda,
a good...
though? Are you just talking about them three?
I mean, Armani Caesar doesn't have enough projects to even put me down there. Boldy James, I guess, is probably the up-and-coming. I think Boldy James is up there, too. I think he's better than probably...
Hey, watch your mouth. Watch your mouth.
I think he's better than, like,
watch your mouth.
Benny.
Someone's offended.
I think
you
he
think
is,
Baldy
dude.
James
I
is
do.
Than
I
Benny
do
the
think.
Butcher?
I do think he's better than Benny the Butcher.
Dang, this could have been a whole episode, right? Here. Why you ain't start zesty?
Dude,
like
my
that?
Bad, dude.
Why did you start zesty?
Like, what?
I think Makami is the weakest out of all of them. I legit think he is.
Yo, you good?
No, I'm good. I'm just giving you my opinion. We're debating.
Out of everybody in Griselda,
I think Makami is the weakest. I'm not saying he's bad. I'm just saying, like, if you compare him to everybody else, I think Makami is the weakest. All he's really shown me is that he can do an EP. Because that's all he's got.
I like that we're talking about rappers like we're choosing drafts for NFL teams.
Bro, we should do that.
On. Could you pull it up on who?
What, you want Makami?
No, like the whole Griselda.
Oh, Griselda crew?
I think I named Rome everybody. Streets.
Rome Streets is Griselda.
I know, and I feel like he's probably like the best rapper to me.
I haven't listened enough for opinion.
Bro, he's dope, bro. He made me want to sell coke.
My opinion doesn't matter.
It doesn't. Yeah.
No, it doesn't. I haven't listened enough. No, Gun, I haven't listened enough. That's why.
Benny the Butcher, Armani Caesar, Boldy James, YN Billy. Forgot about YN Billy. He's probably the weakest. Makami, Rome Streets, Stove God Cooks.
Oh, my God, dude. Hold on, bro. Stove God Cooks.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's talk about something else.
Okay. I gave my opinion.
This made me mad. Right?
I gave my opinion.
Stove God Cooks, Rome Streets, Makami.
Apparently, Billy. Conway the Machine isn't part of Griselda anymore.
Well, his contract's up.
Damn.
But, I mean, he's, and they just like, left him obviously. In the... They're gonna, bro. They're legit.
I hope
like,
so. That's,
yeah. That'd like, be oh, no,
you can go. You can go somewhere else.
Could you imagine?
Bro, what?
Yeah,
even
but
if he's not on the label, he's still Griselda. Like 100%. He's Mr. Griselda.
I think Conway is the best out of all of them. This is me.
Doinks. But hey, listen. That's fair. Happy birthday.
See, we kind of agreed on something.
Don't
right?
say that.
It
now
happened.
I hate it.
Don't
Yo, you? Conway sucks.
See? Don't switch up
you
because
can't.
We agreed on something.
Stop. You can't be saying that stuff to him. You make him regret
yeah,
his
thing. Not supposed to see
am I supposed to not
anything.
Acknowledge him?
No, you're not supposed to not acknowledge that moment.
Damn.
Who's the best singer in the Jonas Brothers?
I don't care. Joe.
Nick.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like Nick.
Joe? Biden?
Jajanis.
Jajanis.
I haven't listened to the Jonas Brothers in ages, dude. I didn't really get to catch their new stuff. But Joe Jonas went to go do, what is it, DNC?
Sucky stuff.
DNC?
Sucky yeah. stuff.
Now all of them are working on Jonas Brothers now.
Who?
Everyone from DNC.
Who is that? What is
that's
that?
The Joe Jonas, the cake by the ocean, all that stuff.
I have no idea.
Yeah, what?
I don't know what was said to me.
DNC, what is that stand for?
DNC, dance, bro. Come on, you know this.
Isn't
song.
It DNCE?
That's what I said. DNCE.
Nah,
no, you said DNC. Like it was like.
I'm fact checking. Okay.
I'm just letting you know.
DNC, cake by the ocean.
Because DNC sounded like...
You know.
Your CE is crazy.
1 billion DNC. Streams.
DNC, what? Who?
1 billion streams this
what?
Time.
What? This? What song is this? What is this?
This is Joe Jonas with his band before the Jonas Brothers got back together.
Oh, yeah? Oh.
I've never heard this in my life.
So out of these 1 billion streams.
I've never heard that in my life. That is insane to me. I was not a single stream.
I was not one of them.
Maybe you wouldn't be good at Hurdle. Never mind. I just wanted to push something that we would share.
That's rude.
Because I've been messing with this app.
I can't do Hurdle, man. I'm bad at recognizing songs.
That's fair. But, you know, it's Wordle.
Nobody pray for me.
But it's for music. It's song pop. If anyone played song pop on their phone, it's literally
song
pop. Yeah, song
bro,
pop.
Bro, how are you? Like,
I told you.
I'm just going to ignore that, Rex. You went to the mic so fast. You just, like, stopped and went, nobody pray for me.
Okay. Okay. We can wrap up in a little bit. I just have one more question.
Dang, you just, dang, he don't want to talk to us no more. That's
I
crazy.
Know, like,
I don't
want
to
bro.
Talk to you guys anymore.
Dang, you made him mad.
Oh, it's not my fault. You forgot.
Don't put the hand up.
Favorite best emo band of all time?
Emo band.
That's difficult. Like, who are we classifying as emo bands? Because people be saying Mayday Parade is an emo band just because they cried Miserable at Best.
They are.
That song, hey, listen.
but they are emo. I ain't, but they ain't wrong.
That song is emo as hell.
Paramore
is the best emo band of all time. What makes them emo?
They actually were around on that scene and
Misery. Yeah, but their music like, is not like, their music is not emo. Yeah,
she happy as hell.
Well, she happy as hell now, but they all switched up during this time anyway. All the bands switched up.
Yeah, but
Misery Business, Crush, Crush, Crush.
Nah, see, because when you say emo bands, I think of My Chemical Romance.
Okay,
yeah. I think of
Let's okay,
Falling
so,
in Reverse. I think like
early
Falling in Reverse is not the best emo band.
Early of Taking Back Sunday,
they're not the best anything. What?
Early Taking Back Sunday
is emo.
Yeah.
But they would be the same on the same boat as Paramore.
I wouldn't.
What? No.
I would like say they're the best at something else.
No, but I'm saying like I'm like just listing emo bands.
Even think of them.
Oh.
Like emo band, I would not.
I think about the most emo line, that's why.
Dance who?
What about DGD? Dance Gavin Dance.
They're emo?
You wouldn't say so?
They're post hardcore or like metalcore. I wouldn't.
Dang, like he saw your like side.
Black Veil Brides. That's emo is hail.
Okay, I see the aesthetic we're going for when it comes to emo.
So wait, nice. You wouldn't put Taking Back like early Taking Back Sunday as emo?
I would say them to the forefathers of emo.
Is Silverstein emo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. See, 100%. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hey, you caught yourself. Good job.
Tooth Tiger.
Asking Alexandria.
Oh, hey, listen. That first album was, I don't care. That thing is a banger.
You didn't like Young and Reckless, their second album?
No.
Paramore is in here. Jimmy Eat World.
Wouldn't Fall Out Boy be like pop punk?
What song from Paramore? Yeah,
but pop punk at the time when emo was around is kind of the same thing. Because like Panic at the Disco and all that.
I mean,
Metro Station.
I know what you're saying to me. Like I didn't live it. I definitely did live it, and I know.
No, I lived it too. I know. But like I'm telling you that. That's why it's so hard to like.
Yeah, no, but I wouldn't put the but like in your opinion, okay. would you put Fall Out Boy in emo?
No.
No.
Okay, I'm gonna look at this playlist and I'm gonna pick out the emo ones emo that for I, everyone? In my opinion, yeah. My Chemical Romance.
Yes.
For sure.
All American Rejects?
No.
You don't think so?
They had like...
Wait, what song though?
Like Swing Swing and...
Oh, heavens no.
No, heavens I'm putting no? them more on the pop punk side.
Yeah.
A Day to Remember? This is hard. Census Fail. There's one.
Okay. Yes. Census absolutely. Fail. Okay. Census Fail.
The Used...
Yeah. Yes.
Here we go. Here we go.
Yeah, I know.
They're the
AFI.
Yes.
Yeah.
Early.
Okay. Early. Yeah. Early. Thank you.
That's all I got on this list. Everyone else is like considered other things now. Oh, Black Veil Brides. Oh, Bullet for My Valentine.
Whoa! Really? Dang, that hurt, dude. That used to be my favorite band.
Pierce the Veil.
P the V.
B that B.
I think they're not like that. The weakest emo band in here. Sleeping with Sirens.
For sure. Seosin.
Seosin.
Early Seosin was super emo, bro.
Of Mice and Men.
Heavens, no.
No.
I forgot about that band, though.
Okay.
Good Charlotte.
I'm going to say that
Disconnect your mic right now.
All right.
I'm going to say Census Fail is the best emo band of the ones that I listed. They have the most, some of the
they're not
biggest
better
bangers,
than My
though.
Chemical Romance.
That's what I'm saying. Thank
I don't think
you.
Anyone's better than My
so
Chemical Romance.
So then what are you
Romance.
Saying?
Yeah.
But the problem with My Chemical Romance is they had, obviously Black Parade is the emo anthem for everybody, right? Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge, which is the one that came before their debut. Okay. And then after Black Parade, they started doing like
Yellow Card.
We're not going to go.
We're not going to mention I'm Not Okay.
That's on Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge.
Oh, yeah, okay. My bad.
And then the next two albums that they did weren't emo at all. It was really weird, like, storytelling that Gerard Way was doing.
Yo, the way they classify emo is weird.
Yeah, because I heard you say Yellow Card. Absolutely not. California Beach Rock. With a violinist.
This is weird. I guess Hawthorne Heights? No, right? Unless, like, early Hawthorne Heights.
What? Ohio's for lovers. Yeah. Cut my wrist and black my eye.
I'm still going to stay by My Senses Fail.
Because Atreyu early on was super emo.
Yeah.
They made whole albums about vampires and stuff. Like, what? You said Senses Fail? All of them?
I think they're the best emo band. Not only because they have some good records, but they stayed consistent. They're still kind of consistent. They're still making music.
Why, dude? Go to sleep. Like, stop, go to sleep. Get your rest, man. You old. I can't. Like,
I have to go with My Chemical Romance.
That you name, I can't put anybody above My Chemical Romance.
I was gonna go with My Chemical Romance anyways.
Black Parade is one of the best emo albums of all time.
Black Parade, like,
dude, I jammed to "I'm Not Okay" for so long.
We'll be doing,
and I was wearing black jeans, black shirt, and a black AFI zip up hoodie.
Oh my god, dude, what happened to AFI, bro?
I don't want to talk about it. I refuse.
That was.
We'll do it when we do an AFI B side, and we do backwards on that one too.
Do y'all like Atreyu?
I used to.
I listened to like, I'm gonna be honest. I listened to like 2 songs of Atreyu.
Like ever? Like,
yeah.
I was young when I listened to it.
I don't know, man.
They were weird. Like, I liked them, but I didn't like them.
I always called them Atreyu. It just sounded more fun to say.
It's okay. I called, apparently it's not Seosin. It's Seosin.
No, it's not.
I think that's how it's pronounced.
Yeah, whoever said that, we can
fight.
Anthony Green, we can fight.
No, it's not Circa Survive. It's Sersha Survive.
Did you hear what happened to him?
What happened to him? Please tell me he didn't relapse.
He did.
No.
They had to cancel shows.
That's unfortunate.
Dude, he was doing so well, man.
I got chills when I seen, because he posted it on his Instagram. I don't even follow him.
Uh-huh.
But I seen it on my, like, whatever page, like, Discover page.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I seen it, and I was like, yo, what? Like, you relapsed, bro? Like.
That's unfortunate.
Dude, that legit makes me really sad.
Bro, like, I was hurt. I was like, bro, no way, dude.
Because he came back, when he came back and he was like, I was in recovery, he made a really good Circa Survive album, and then he was like, I'm going back into Seosin.
Yeah, stop, dude.
I'm just trying to say it properly. But he's like, I'm going back to Seosin, and, like, that was, like, the hypest year ever. Because Anthony Green was doing all this stuff. And he was doing solo projects. That man was working hard.
Yeah. And nothing sounded the same.
No,
Seosin didn't sound like Circa Survive, and his solo stuff was just like
folk.
Yeah, just chilling at a campfire with a guitar.
Dude, was you doing yoga and at Coachella, like, bro? It's crazy.
Yeah, that post sucks. That post made me so sad.
I hope he gets, you know, he recovers too. And he gets better.
They had to cancel the rest of the tour because of it. I was like, bro, that's tragic.
That's unfortunate.
My boy. Well, that's our first type of episode.
Are they supposed to be? They're not supposed to be on at the show in October, right?
Seosin? They are.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They were, I guess. I mean, they could always bring in replaced them in the first place.
Nope. It's not the same.
It isn't. It really isn't.
Even though I did like that guy. I thought he was pretty tight.
Yeah. But that's the end on a terrible note. Hopefully Anthony Green, you know, gets.
Wait, we didn't even do what we initially said we were gonna do. Let's do it real quick.
What are we doing?
Curate your own super group.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
Dang. Okay.
we'll just cut this.
Dude, we've been doing like the hardest questions that we've
I know,
had
I feel like we for. Haven't even finished.
Yeah. We didn't finish
like
any of them.
Question. Like, we never got through them because somebody else bring another question into it. All right, boom. You already know the deal. You already know who I'm picking, number one. You heard?
Who?
Tupac. You heard?
Okay.
And Biggie.
Okay.
Just like a fight. I feel like that.
they're not even rapping. They're just on stage in a ring.
They're dissing each other. Like, that would be so fire, bro. Like, people that don't even like each other.
Yeah.
That would be crazy. Nah. I need a genre.
I'm going to do rap and some R&B.
I'm going to do emo. I'm going to do alternative hardcore punk. Hardcore.
Best emo band of all time? Him.
Okay. I would do Earl Sweatshirt.
Oh, my God.
Stop. Come on. I can.
We're going to have Earl Sweatshirt, Vince Staples, Tyler the Creator.
Not Tyler. Vince Staples, Vince though. Yeah.
Earl Sweatshirt and Tyler the Creator already work with each other, right?
What?
Aren't they both in Odd Future?
Well, Earl's not part of our Odd Future.
Is Odd Future a thing still?
I don't think so. It's just golf now, and it's a clothing brand.
Okay. I need to
it's just Earl? Tyler and Jasper.
and Taco. Earl, Vince, J-Rock. Huh?
And Lionel.
Oh, and Lionel. I forgot about that, dude. I don't even know what that guy does. Earl, Vince, J-Rock.
What?
Yeah.
Dang.
Interesting.
I'm just going off of people I really like. Joyner. And then I would throw Alina Baraz in there.
Her voice is, oh my God.
With Vito. And then I want the violinist from Yellow Card. and Travis Barker as the drummer.
Is this supposed to be a rap?
I said.
All right, boom. I got mine.
That would be so crazy. Wait. I got to restate it because I'm just thinking about it. Earl, Vince, J-Rock, Joyner, Alina Baraz, Vito, the violinist from Yellow Card, and then Travis Barker as the drummer. Some random DJ to play the tracks.
How did that even work?
I don't know. But
like, honestly, like, I feel like everything works but J-Rock.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like everybody can do something, but J-Rock is just like the oddball out.
Yeah, no, we just have a song, and then the melody will drop down into like, and then like four lower octaves, and the bass will also drop down 20 octaves, and then J-Rock will have his own section.
Let me see. Okay, boom. You ready?
Yeah.
Alina Baraz, Sabrina Claudio.
Ah, oh, that's a good one. Dang it.
Snow Allegra, Kiana Lede.
Wait, do I want? I think I want Kiana Lede over Alina Baraz. That's a good one. I love Kiana Lede.
Ravina. It'd be just like a, soulful, just like beautiful ass.
Yeah.
It just make you cry, bro.
And then you have,
and then Tupac.
Tank, but Tank's not. Tank's not singing. He's just DJing the music. He's just DJing the music.
Okay, supergroup for alternative rock and emo. Tillian from Dance Gavin Dance and Claudio Sanchez from Coheed and Cambria on vocals. Will Swan from Dance Gavin Dance. As rhythm guitar, obviously.
That freaking nature.
Yeah. That monster.
Dude is ridiculous, man.
Dan Trapp, who's the bassist for Senses Fail. Okay. And Josh Eppard, who was the old Coheed and Cambria drummer. He did Welcome Home and all those songs back in the day. That's my super group for that genre. Because Claudio Sanchez, amazing writer. Tillian, great singer. They're both high-pitched. Both have high octaves, dude.
We going off of just high octaves. Boom, Tillian. Boom,
Claudio Sanchez.
Mike Jagman from Skylit Drive.
That's fair. You got to put the dude from Chiodos.
Craig Owens from Chiodos.
Lead singer from Newfound Glory.
Oh no! Oh my God, his voice made me so mad.
Yeah.
Dude. Oh my God.
I'm just kidding.
Vic Fuentes from Pierce the Veil.
P2B.
You're
just making owls and glaciers too.
I'm just getting the squirmies. All the squirmies.
Soulful though.
What?
Sorry, I wanted to throw another one in.
Johnny Craig?
No, like.
Oh, I thought you meant like soulful voices.
Johnny Craig can
go. No, soulful for your supergroup.
Leon Bridges, Silk Sonic, Mayor Hawthorne.
Leon Soulful. Bridges. Oh, sorry. I was blanking out there. I was like, who is Leon Bridges? My bad.
Backup band? Ooh, you're going to love this. You're going to love this too. Leon Bridges, Silk Sonic, Mare Hawthorne, and Moonchild.
Ooh,
you're cheating.
Those are great. Okay,
first of all,
you know, how many dances would be made if those four got together?
That's cheating.
You gotta have a band,
bro. Moonchild
is perfect. Bro, okay. Ooh,
literally perfect. Like, yeah. Moonchild is a cheat code in themselves. Like, it's three people, and they just like, how do you do that?
Masters.
Wait, I gotta add
these voices.
Wait, I gotta add more people to my group. Wait, I gotta restate it. Wait, because
bro, this dude's making Wu Tang mixed with Brockhampton.
Hold on, Earl, Vince, J Rock,
Joyner. You remember everybody? Joyner,
Kiana Lede. Was it the violinist?
just the violinist from Yellow Card. No name, just the violinist from Yellow Card.
I don't know his name. Was it Travis Barker for drums? Dang, who was I thinking? I'm so sad. Oh, the guitarist from Starting Line, because he uses jazz chords, which I think are super cool. And then you already know. Skrillex.
Just ruined everything.
And then I would add last person, Rye.
Okay. All right, boom. Another one.
Yeah.
Everybody from Cobra Starship. And 303.
Because
don't do the sign.
Because they don't need any more sexual allegations, right? All right, hear me out. Seventh.
What?
Macadamian. Oh, I'm sorry. Dirty Shoes. Okay.
What are we doing?
Denticate.
What?
Yugen Blue.
Ooh.
Mace the Messiah.
Okay. Praxi.
Rescue.
Praxi. Who's the lead of the group?
What? Did you just say Praxi is... Hey, listen, bro. Hey, man.
Wait, who's in SLU?
Everybody that you named.
Everybody that I named. Oh, wait, you're already a group. Never mind. Go check that out.
That was so corny. I hate you.
I'm going to be... Can it be like Lloyd? Right. Can it be like Lloyd to Young Money? Can I just get... Like, I'm just going to want in, but I never get in.
You're just there because you light skin?
Yeah.
You light skin and got good hair.
Can I be? I'll be. No, I'll be better. I'll be JID for Earth Gang. That's too big. JID no, is, I'll be Lloyd. I'll be Lloyd.
JID is too good.
JID is too good.
I was really hoping someone would list off. They'd be like J. Cole, J.I.D., Earth Gang, Ari Lennox. And I'd be like, that's just Dreamville. What are you doing?
I would never choose those, actually.
Y'all like J. Cole?
No.
Like in real life?
Do I like J. Cole as a person?
No.
Or just like...
You're talking about
you met him?
No, but I meant like from what I like...
Rapper, from a rapper standpoint.
He's like under par.
Put this as an intro.
Why? There's a lot of the same content that he talks about, and he always just talks about making it, like, always, even though
I don't know what it is, bro. Like, I don't know what it is about him, but like, I just can't.
Do I think,
like,
he
can rap really? Yeah, well. He's dope. He's fire.
He's
exceptional, but like, he's just boring.
Dude. Yeah,
he's, like, I can't just
contextually, right? Contextually, he's boring because he just talks about the the same come up.
You know how in the Cell Saga, how Gohan is the strongest ever?
Yeah.
For like 2 minutes?
And then he drops off when he's older, but he's still the strongest ever, but he never does anything with it?
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's J. Cole.
That was rude.
That's just how I feel.
This man just compared J. Cole to Gohan. The adult Gohan. That is, yo. Hey, listen. That's his opinion. I'm not a fan of J. Cole. He can rap great, but that's his opinion. So if you want to send hate, send it to Danko, because I don't want that.
Go ahead.
I think,
what? Danko, you think Beyonce sucks? Hey,
whoa,
listen.
I did not say that about Queen
Bee. Beehive.
No, get on. No. Beehive, I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I feel like that's the quickest way to get canceled.
Yeah, for real.
Say anything about
that
Beyonce.
Or BTS. Say bad about BTS. You got all the teeny
say
boppers.
Bro, Taylor Swift fans still on Kanye.
Hey, I love
I'm
Taylor
sure.
Swift.
Dude, I've been on Jake Gyllenhaal for the last like 20 years.
Oh my God, dude.
For real.
It's her fault.
We don't know that.
100%, bro.
Yeah, whatever, man.
Dang, he sound like you.
Yeah, what's up with that? Like, what's up with that?
So that was a weird episode.
That was fun.
Yeah, we just have a couple ideas of what we can call this. But yeah, this was fun. We might do it again where we just throw curveball questions.
Shout out, Boy Oh Boy.
Who?
Boy Oh Boy.
Who's that?
What?
Boy Oh Boy?
How old are you?
26.
You sure? Why do you have to think about
it? Okay,
that?
Alicia keeps track of my age, bro. I don't know my age. I lost track of that a long time ago. I'm 26. Let me check my ID.
Stop.
Are you serious? What? I should be 28.
Oh, I'm 2 years off.
26.
Wait, how old are you, Luz?
Old enough to party. Shout out, McLovin.
So you're 18?
I'm old enough.
Wait.
To party.
Dude, seven,
wait,
bro.
Aren't you 28? Wait, are you
29?
29? Holy crap! I was talking to my I was talking to my friend Calvin. I was like, I think he's like 24 or 25, but me? I think that's when we met. Yeah. Oh no, wait. I don't know,
you
bro.
You met me when I was like, I started what ABC when I was like 20, 21.
Yeah. Damn.
That's weird.
10 years.
That's disgusting.
Oh, okay, I forgot. Whoops.
Hey man, shout out Tupac, man.
Ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening to another episode here on the Untitled Mixtape. I hope you enjoyed it. It's a little different. We did a lot and had some hard questions. Maybe we'll come back to another episode with some harder questions.
Wait, really quick. How did it feel to not
have notes?
Yeah. Like, was it?
I mean, it puts you on the spot, but I think I did okay. I do like these kind of, I like debates. I like to debate somebody.
Yeah, I want me to, bro, like.
But I have no one, like, outside of us to debate with. Because you run into those people who would be like, all right, let's debate. And they'll be like, you know, you
even
make some
if,
fair points. I'm not
like,
going to talk.
Even if I don't actually feel that way,
yeah,
I can debate you. Like, if you say you like somebody, I can find stuff that I don't like just to debate you.
Yeah. And with normal people, I can't because then I come off as pretentious. And I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
That's not why I want to do it. I just wanted to talk music. And you demonize me like that. I'm talking to certain people. They all know who they
are.
Yeah,
I was about to say.
Demonized. That's a word.
But yeah, like the off the bar, off the notes is fine. I mean, I think I did okay. I think you did okay. I think you did great. You guys are always
off
notes.
What? This is us.
You're talking to yourself?
This is regular.
I know.
This is oregano, sir.
Dang, you're trying to make me pass my 40 word limit, and you need to chill.
Shout out to the Working On It Network. We're part of an amazing network filled with a ton of awesome podcasts. We have Banned From Chat, which is our nerd culture podcast with Brantley, Vaughn, and me. We also have the Solarian Girls, if you are
Solarian
a fan of
girl.
Books. Material Girl. If you're a fan of books, they have a book club over there talking about their favorite series, The Zodiac Academy. And we have, of course, the Chit Show Podcast, which is all pop culture and news, and that's hosted by Leo, and he does. We have fun over there as well. If you want any links or, you know, just to redirect you easier, we do have a link tree that will be in the description, and that will take you to our Instagram, the Working On It Discord, and our Spotify profile. You can follow me at The Real Danko. Come at me if you want to talk about something.
About J. Cole.
If I said something bad about J. Cole you didn't agree with, go ahead. I also think Kanye is being real weird right now. Donda was not fun. Anyways, would you guys like to shout anything out?
Nah, bro.
Okay.
You know me.
I would hope you know me by now. But at LRNZ. Don't you dare. At LRNZ078, at LRNZO.78Keys, and at ILLEMENTARY Elementary for clothing.
It's the Big Lou, 5'9", but when I rhyme, I turn 6'2".
I like that.
Follow me on Instagrizzle at SEV.NTH. Your boy, man.
Your boy.
Your boy.
And on Spotify at...
Oh. Yo, I forgot it. Period. SVNTH on Spotify. And follow Sluville on Instagram too at SLUVILLE. And
does it have the umlaut in there?
What did you just call me?
The umlaut? the two dots at the top.
That's
of
how
the
you say that?
It's an umlaut.
Are you German?
Well, I took German, so I know what it is.
That's crazy. Nah. On,
oh, it doesn't?
On what, Instagram?
On Spotify.
Spotify.
Fact check it for you.
I think the song does. I don't think we were able to
do the umlaut.
Okay. Yeah.
I've listened to it. Let me in, you monster.
What?
Demonizing him again.
Look over your shoulder. You see I'm in your corner.
It doesn't.
I know what that is, but I can't.
Anything else?
What?
It doesn't have the umlaut. Umlaut.
Yeah, we got yeah, man.
Oh no, it does. It's Slough. It's not Sloughville.
It's I said Slough. On Instagram.
Oh, you right.
Yo,
my bad.
Are you okay?
I'm out. I'm done.
Okay.
I'm groveling.
Yeah, get sturdy.
Yeah, all right, guys. Have a nice day. We'll see you next time.
Ooh.
I like keyboards.